This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, April's PlayStation Plus game catalog editions have been revealed. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Deadpool and Wolverine finally hits theaters this July, and we just got a first peek at what Hugh Jackman looks like with Wolverine's iconic cowl. An early look at the yellow and blue mask comes from CinemaCon 2024, where attendees have spotted cups that feature the upcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe movie's titular duo. As shared by the movie podcast on X, Deadpool's striking a pose that's far from new, but Wolverine is donning the mask that fans have waited to see Jackman wear for decades. The image looks more like art than a real-life picture of Jackman wearing the pointy headpiece, but this small glimpse still marks an important moment for comic book fans. Jackman first suited up as Wolverine for the 2000 X-Men movie, but didn't actually wear much blue and yellow at all for that film or any of its follow-ups. There were nods to the suit in some movies, including a deleted scene from The Wolverine that featured the outfit's familiar mask and gloves, but Jackman has never actually been seen in the full getup until now. Deadpool and Wolverine comes to theaters on July 26, 2024. Next, Lionsgate revealed a big update on its upcoming Monopoly movie during its CinemaCon 2024 presentation, announcing that Barbie's Margot Robbie is on board to produce. Robbie will be producing the film as part of her production company, Lucky Chap. Hasbro Entertainment will also be producing the movie. Monopoly is a top property, pun fully intended, said Lucky Chap in a statement. Like all the best IP, this game has resonated worldwide for generations, and we are so excited to bring this game to life alongside the wonderful teams involved at Lionsgate and Hasbro. While no details were revealed for the Monopoly movie, Lionsgate did remind us that the game has 99% global awareness and has sold almost half a billion copies as of 1935. And EA Play, the video game subscription service owned by Electronic Arts, is getting a price increase starting May 10th. A new report from GamesIndustry.biz says that Electronic Arts is planning to increase the standard tier for EA Play from $4.99 to $5.99 per month, or for those that prefer to pay for a year in advance, the price will increase from $29.99 to $39.99. In contrast, the Pro tier of EA Play will increase from a monthly fee of $14.99 to $16.99, or $119.99 annually, a $20 increase. Emails viewed by IGN are currently going out to users notifying them when the price increase will take effect. Interestingly, the new prices seem to have already taken effect for new members. Electronic Arts is not the only company raising the prices of its online-based subscriptions. Last June, Microsoft announced that the console version of Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate were getting a price increase. Sony announced last September that it was increasing the price of an annual subscription for PlayStation Plus. Sony has revealed the full lineup of PlayStation Plus games catalog editions for April 2024, which includes Dave the Diver, Animal Wall, Tales of Kenzera Zao, and more. Announced on the PlayStation blog, a total of 16 games are joining the library, 13 in the games catalog available to extra and premium members, and 3 in the classic games catalog only available to premium members. April is perhaps headlined by Dave the Diver, the pixel art aquatic adventure role-playing game which became a hit upon its launch in 2022. All games hit the service on April 16th, with the exception of Tales of Kenzera Zao and Animal Well, which launched straight onto PlayStation Plus games catalog on April 23rd and May 9th, respectively. Other games on the list include, for PlayStation 4, LEGO Marvel's Avengers, LEGO Ninjago Movie Video Game, Oddballers and The Crew 2. For PlayStation 5, Miasma Chronicles and Stray Blade. For PS4 and PS5, Construction Simulator, Raji and Ancient Epic, Noor Play With Your Food, and Deliver Us Mars. PlayStation Plus Classics editions for April include, for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Star Wars Rebel Assault 2, The Hidden Empire, and Medieval. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.